This is Jonathan Cain from Journey, and you're listening to Pastor Ed Boston on the Pastor Ed Boston Podcast.
In a world of voices searching for the truth, we gather round here in our booth. Through joys and sorrows, we find our way. Together we stand every single day. Oh, it's a journey of faith we're on, guided by the light, never alone. With Ed Boston, we'll share our stories, spreading love and hope in all our glories. Oh, join us, come along on the Ed Boston Podcast, where we belong.
Hey, everyone. How about that opening? A Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, followed by a song written just for the podcast. Wow, great way to start off this newest edition of the Ed Boston Podcast. Couple things before I get rolling here. I apologize for my voice sounding rough and gruff and however it is coming across. I lost my voice this past weekend. It started Saturday. Somehow, by the grace of God, I made it through a sermon and a candlelight service on Sunday, but by Monday, it was gone. So I was putting off doing the recording, but I can't put it off anymore. So there is that, and I'm pretty sure you are going to enjoy what we've got today. We're going to start it off with a trailer from the movie Unsung Hero.
Okay, stay close. Let's go.
How y'all doing?
Are y'all from England?
Australia.
Australia. Wish I had an accent.
Dad, I wrote a song. Thought maybe we could ask for an audition.
Oh, that's great, honey. Let's take it one step at a time.
Kay tells me you're a promoter. You know someone looking for one?
Well, I may know somebody who should be.
She's been given a beautiful voice. It's a miracle.
She's a special one, son. Your family, they're not in the way. They are the way.
There's no food, and we're almost out of money. We need to make some changes. Kids, we need your help. This is everything we have, and sometimes it's going to grow, and sometimes it will shrink, but it cannot be allowed to disappear. I wonder if he's right. Maybe I'm not meant to sing. Or maybe you're not meant to sing other people's songs. It's going to be dangerous and scary. And giving up, giving in, it's not an option.
Whatever your dream is, I know you can achieve it.
Please welcome my big sister.
My dream is to be like you. It always has been.
I want a record deal.
So do I.
Yeah, well, boys, get in line.
Before we get into Unsung Hero and the other topics that we have planned for this podcast, I want to read a press release that went out last week, and it'll kind of give you an outline of how the podcast is going to go tonight. The Ed Boston Podcast, under the guidance of Pastor Ed Boston, faced significant changes in its trajectory since 2020. The pandemic initially led to a pause in regular programming, and from here forward, when it says Pastor Boston, since I'm reading this, I'll just say I. A pause in regular podcasting as I shifted my focus towards prayer and ministering through social media platforms, particularly Facebook live streams. This transition was crucial in maintaining spiritual connectivity with the community during uncertain times. 2023 saw a series of attempts to reinvigorate the podcast, leading to a solid relaunch toward the end of the year. I am involved with Angel Studios as a member of the Angel Guild, and that marks a significant step in my commitment to the faith-based and positive entertainment, influencing impactful film projects and media content. The upcoming film Unsung Hero, set for release on April 26, 2024, is a source of excitement for me. This Christian drama, directed by Richard Ramsey and Joel Smallbone, features the inspiring tale of faith and perseverance, starring Joel Smallbone, Daisy Betts, and an impressive cast. The film's themes resonate deeply with me as setting goals and doing the right thing all seem to play a part. In 2023, the podcast underwent transformation, overcoming some initial setbacks and refocus on providing inspiration and guidance. This process reflects my dedication to fostering a community rooted in faith and truth. I would like to extend an open invitation to publicists and representatives of faith-based and inspirational figures to consider the Ed Boston Podcast as a platform for your clients. The podcast offers an engaging and respectful space for meaningful conversations that align with the mission of faith, hope, and positivity. I warmly invite all of the listeners throughout the years that have been part of the Ed Boston Podcast to also be a part of the podcast renewed journey. Poised for a new era of influence and inspiration, the world of faith-based media. If you would like to contact me, you can contact me, Pastor Ed Boston. Phone is 812-371-7732. Email address is ed@edbostonministries.com. Once again, Pastor Ed Boston, phone 812-371-7732, email ed@edbostonministries.com. We heard the trailer a few minutes ago about the movie Unsung Hero. Let's look now at a little bit more on the movie itself. I gotta say, Amy and I, we watched the screener. We have seen the movie Unsung Hero, and I've got to tell you, you're going to love it. It's based on a remarkable true story. An unsung hero follows David Smallbone as he moves his family from down under to the States, searching for a brighter future after his successful music company collapses in Australia. With nothing more than their 7 children, suitcases, and their love of music, David, who is played by King and Country's Joel Smallbone, yes, that's right, his son plays the father, and his pregnant wife Helen, Daisy Betts, set out to rebuild their lives. Helen's faith stands against all odds and inspires her husband and children to hold on to theirs. With their own dreams on hold, David and Helen begin to realize the musical prowess of their children, who would go on to become 2 of the most successful acts in inspirational music history. 5-time Grammy Award winning artist for King and Country and Rebecca St. James. As we continue on, listen to this other new song written especially for the Ed Boston Podcast.
Of hope that shines so bright. Kevin.
Kevin, Molly, hi. I didn't come over here honestly expecting a date, but, you know, I feel like that's where this is going. So the idea is what, we have some fun and maybe we kiss.
Hopefully.
Fifth date, we are really a part of each other's lives. It's a real thing now. You know, there's the bad thing that happens.
Wait a little. What bad thing?
Nice to finally meet you, Kevin. I'm the benefactor.
Where's the accident? What happened?
There was no accident here.
Where did everybody go?
They didn't go anywhere. You did. There are countless other realities. Imagine everything you have ever wanted. 1,000 versions of you in 1,000 different worlds, all working for me.
Where's my wife?
I shifted her. I can't do this all by myself.
I think the truth is that you're a liar.
Your goal is misery. I prefer the term chaos.
I've seen a bunch of people like us out there looking for a little hope.
You're still trying to find that wife of yours. You're clinging to scraps and rumors.
I'll find my mom.
I don't think the benefactor's gonna shift you back to your wife because you asked nicely.
I won't ask nicely. I will find a way. What do you want from me?
Work for me and get back with the woman that you love.
What if the bad thing tears us apart? Does that sound like something either one of us wants to endure?
You just heard the trailer from The Shift. The Shift is a sci-fi story inspired by the Book of Job. Kevin Garner, played by Christopher Palaha, embarks on a journey across worlds and dimensions to reunite with Molly, played by Elizabeth Tabish, his true love. The narrative unfolds as a dystopian drama and a sci-fi thriller, where a mysterious adversary, the benefactor, played by Neil McDonough, disrupts Kevin's life. Faced with infinite worlds and impossible choices, Kevin must navigate through an alternate reality, resisting the benefactor's tempting offer of wealth and power. As survival hangs in the balance, Kevin fights to return to the familiar world he cherishes and the woman he loves. For those that like sci-fi, this is right up your alley. It's got biblical backdrop, but it is a sci-fi story. Neil McDonough does an amazing job as the benefactor, which in this would be the name for the devil. Neil plays many villain roles. And if you don't know about Neil, Google him and see some of the things that he believes in and has done. He is a wonderful Christian man. He won't do scenes where there is kissing or any sexual innuendo in because of his love for his wife that he refuses to do. That's cost him many times and cost him many roles, but he stays firm in his faith. So I'm going to tell you, The Shift is been in theaters. It's done a wonderful job. It'll be out on Angel Studios, their app and their website soon. And take a look. I also wanted to share a couple more things about The Shift and people that are part of The Shift. When you look through the credits, there is a name you might know. Sean Astin is part of the cast. There's one, two, three different people who have played in The Chosen as part of the cast. And on Twitter, or I guess it's now known as X, I'm not sure what the politically correct thing is. When I read articles, it says on X, previously known as Twitter. So there you go. That's where I've kind of met the writer and the director, Brock Hazley. We have had some back and forth conversation about the movie, and I've watched some press conferences, other things that included him, and have enjoyed getting to know him and his humble beginnings. Go ahead and check Brock out as well. As we move forward, I got a couple other things that I want to share with you.
In this segment, I'd like to talk about a couple of new topics. First one being Great American Media. They are a group of individual entities all boiled into the media company. Talk about that in a second. And also a new movie coming out on the life of Gloria Gaynor called I Will Survive. We'll talk about both of those as we continue on. When we look at Great American Family, Great American Media, Great American Flicks, all of those come under that one heading there of Great American Media. When I say Great American Flicks, I take great interest in that portion because I've been a subscriber of Pure Flicks since day one. Was a part of promoting that from day one, and have interviewed several people about several different movies that have been there. And so it gives me great satisfaction to be able to come in, and not often do I say a company is a friend of the podcast, but sincerely, Pure Flicks has been, and now in turn, Great American Flicks. My friend Trevor Decker had an article up before Christmas because Great American Family did a fantastic job of a series of original content for Christmas. And so this article goes directly at what Great American believes. So are Christmas movies on Great American Family fundamentally distinct from holiday rom-coms on other channels? According to Bill Abbott, CEO of parent company Great American Media, the answer is a resounding yes. In an interview on TBN's Praise show last week, he declared proudly that their films are different and they are not going to be the same experience. The difference, Abbott argues, lies in Great American Family's determination to openly celebrate the spirit of the season, which is faith and family. He contends that while the plot structure of Christmas movies across channels may be similar, Great American Family sets itself apart by not being afraid to incorporate the religious foundations of the holiday, namely the birth of Jesus. We can go on later in the article. Essentially, Abbott draws the line between faith-based and secular Christmas films, arguing that Great American Family lives up to the reason for the season in ways that other holiday filmmakers do not. Time will tell whether viewers flock to their films as an antidote for their secular anomaly or of most cable Christmas romantic comedies, but Abbott clearly believes there is an eager audience that wants their holiday spirit infused explicitly with positive messaging rather than other tales of show and romance. We here at Ed Boston Podcast are making plans to promote Great American Family, Great American Flicks, all of the company. We have got friends of the podcast that have been in movies recently, Natasha Bure being one of those. Candace Cameron Bure is instrumental in the founding of this, and appears on screen, behind the screen. And so we are excited about what Great American Family has in store, what the Great American brand is. And so we will be doing things in the future, maybe even getting an interview or two from folks that have things to do with Great American Family. Now I want to talk about the movie, I Will Survive. I've got a full packet of press material, and I want to just read the press release, at least part of it, for you, and you'll get some information that you may not get just by Googling things. Press release dated December the 11th. In celebration of what has come to be known as Galentine's Day, Fathom Events proudly presents Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, a story about the extraordinary life of two-time Grammy-winning artist and global legend Gloria Gaynor. In theaters nationwide for a one-night special event this Galentine's Day, February 13th, the film explores the challenges and triumphs that shaped Gaynor's illustrious career. The film is also perfectly timed to celebrate Gaynor's contributions to music in honor of Black History Month. Gloria Gaynor, music icon, disco legend, inspired millions for decades with her words, "I will survive." But she only truly understood the profound meaning of her lyrics when she hit rock bottom at the age of 65. Facing a devastating divorce to her husband and manager of 25 years, financial ruin, and spiraling health concerns, Gaynor sought to not only survive, but to thrive. And I'm going to skip a little bit farther down. She says, "I am finally at a place of joy and self-fulfillment, and I am ready to share my secret to not only surviving, but thriving in the world." We're going to listen to a trailer for the movie. After the trailer, I'll play a year-end video with Matt Lee, founder of the Night Owl Country Band.
For the last 40 years, I've been telling you I will survive. But I never told you how.
It was a fun time. I Will Survive topped the charts at number one.
My fan base growing like wildfire. People were beginning to recognize me on the street.
But that girl was lonely.
Her husband was her manager. He called all the shots.
I was so afraid of abandonment. I allowed myself to be controlled. Hang on, baby. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
It's Gloria Gaynor.
Parties.
Gaynor.
Smoking marijuana.
Gloria Gaynor.
Doing cocaine.
Gloria Gaynor.
I felt a fist grab me in my chest and said, "That's enough." And I'm going, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And I realized that's what that was. That was God. 65 years old. Divorced. Who am I now? I really want to inspire people with the faith that has brought me through all of the difficult times. I needed to find a manager that's willing to champion an artist that has never done gospel music before.
Things that she's been through.
I walked paralyzed from the waist down.
I just knew that it would become an instrumental part of this recording.
I had really, really deep scars from abuse.
And you grow up feeling unlovable.
There was a time when I was broken.
Gloria Gaynor is kind of the poster child of people just getting through. To point to what is her source of strength was just a cool idea.
At first I was afraid.
Yes, ma'am.
If you can dream it, you can accomplish it.
To be honored like this, it inspires me to keep going with this project.
So how old were you when you finally started college?
65. Age is just a number. All of those struggles make us stronger and help us to get to where we want to be, help us to do what we want to do, help us to create what we want to create, and survive and thrive.
Hi, folks. We're at the Pixie Theater in historic Edinburgh, Indiana, and so glad to be with Matt Lee and the Night Owl Country Band. Tell us about what you do every year here at the Pixie, Matt.
Every year we get to put on a Christmas show. So you've been around for the Halloween show. You know we go all in. We do the same thing for Christmas also.
And this is an annual thing every year, and it's always right here at the Pixie.
Yes, yes. We always enjoy it. You always bring along Ed Boston to tell the story of Jesus.
And I'm thankful for that. Yeah. It's past Thanksgiving, but that's one of the things I'm thankful for. Mm-hmm. The friendship I have with you and with the band, it's been a good relationship over the years.
Yes, it has. From the Ord Show to Kentucky Opry.
Yes.
You've been with us for quite a while now. You're one of the guys.
Yeah, don't ask me to sing, okay?
Just okay. Yeah, Amy said not to do that. So. Yeah.
Well, you had an exciting announcement a few days ago. What was that?
We were very excited that we were going to be doing some tour dates with Tom Wopat. And how that works out is Tom Wopat being Luke Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, and the way it will work, we will be the opener, and then we'll also back him as the headliner.
So you get a dual responsibility, dual fun, and
yes,
it's kind of like a tour almost.
Yes, yes, and when I was first talking to him, I was, you know, full blown tour kind of deal. But he said, "You got to remember, you know, I'm a little older, so six to 10 dates is it."
Okay.
So we're working on 6 to 10 dates with Tom Wopat in 2024. We're really excited about that. And we've had a chance to work with Tom, and you've been with us at those shows. Great guy, fun to be around. Wild firecracker, right?
Well, yeah. You kind of never know. And that's kind of the Dukes of Hazzard in him, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You kind of never knew about the Duke boys.
Right.
And, you know, you've done things all over the country, you know, all the way to Florida, all the way up in Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah, we'll be going back to Wisconsin and Florida again this coming year, so we're excited about that.
Tell me about the 2024 tour. What's it called?
The 2024 tour is called Somewhere in the Country. And Somewhere in the Country, inside of that, will be the Good Owl Boys with Tom Wopat with the 6 to 10 dates there. But Somewhere in the Country tour, reason why that is, we have a new album. We have an album release party sometime in March, and we also have a song called Somewhere in the Country that we haven't announced this yet, but you're hearing it here first. We will be releasing it nationally through Colt Records and ISSA Records, and we're also hiring somebody to work the radio station. So it's something that's totally different than what we've done before. We had some good success with Country to the Bone, and now Somewhere in the Country, we're hoping for even more with that.
Wow. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
And we've talked over the years. You've been at the Kentucky Opry, you've been at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
You've been little places, big places. Is it still fun?
It's still fun. Every venue, every show's different. You see, we kind of do whatever comes to our mind, and we're going to do it.
Well, you know, when you say that, that makes me think of the Halloween show. We never know how the band is going to be dressed. I mean, you've given me heads up a couple of times, but most of the time I'm as surprised as everybody else. I may know 2 or 3 minutes before everybody else does. But one thing you can say about the Night Owl Country Band, when you go, you can have a good time.
Yes, yes. Now, we call ourselves Outlaw Country. It's not because, you know, we're in trouble all the time or whatever, or that we've even been in trouble. But outlaw country for us means we do things against the grain. And we do things against the grain a different way to where we don't even know how to explain it. It just works.
Well, I think one of the things that tied us together early on was you're a group of Christian men.
Yes.
And you actually do have a guy. I seen you were at one of the churches in town not too long ago. You actually have a gospel set.
Yes, yes, we do that every year right before Thanksgiving at Central Heights Church of God, and they always welcome us in, and we always have a good time. Takes us back to our roots.
Well, we're going to have to go get ready for this show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Matt, it's always nice.
Good to see you, and looking forward to being with you again. And come see us on a Somewhere in the Country tour date.
All right.
Well, that'll do it for the end of year, beginning of year edition of the Ed Boston Podcast. We wiped 2023 out and brought in 2024. So hope you enjoyed things. We've got big plans for this year. Podcasting has been part of my life since 2008, and I want to kick this back into high gear. Love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here with us. Till we see you again, go out and do the right thing.